program honoring and worshiping Lord Ramchandra. We might begin by asking that you kindly check your mobile and see that it's in silent mode, if not off. In previous ages, they did great sacrifices to get pious credit. In this age, you get pious credit just by turning off your mobile. Om Gyanatiniram Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Pada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatham Pitam Stam Sahivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Korana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatakam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kopitarubhyascha Kripasindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A message. Yes. While waiting a little earlier for other things to go on, I was looking at these two books, which I hadn't gone through really before. One is called Rescuing Sita. This I have gone through before, because it's two chapters from Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many Ramayans or descriptions of the activities of Lord Ramchandra, of which Valmiki Ramayana is the original, and a summary of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes is given in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Speaking to King Parikshit, the sage Shukadeva Goswami tells the king that I'll speak to you about Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, but just briefly, because they're so famous that they're very familiar to everyone. So he says, I'll just speak to you in brief. And he does that in two chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, which have now been published conveniently as this book, Rescuing Sita. And the other book, which I was reading just before I came in, is called Ramayana Valmiki. It's told by my godbrother, Purna Pragya Das, who I first met in Boston, maybe in 1970, something like that, one of my old godbrothers. And I knew that he'd, I said there are many Ramayans, this is also one of them, this summary of Valmiki Ramayana. I knew that he'd written the book, but I hadn't actually read it. So taking the opportunity of the occasion, I was reading just some pages, and I found that it's very nicely done. I've seen various editions of Ramayana, and some of them are I haven't seen one. Some of them are like childish, you know, the English is not very, it's like for children. And some of them are written like they were written 200 years ago. You can hardly follow. The language is so stiff and intricate. So this Ramayana is very nicely written. I was appreciating that it's not oversimplified, and yet it reads so nicely. You just go through it and page, next page, next page, next page. You want to keep reading. That's the nature of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every one of us likes to read. Maybe read a lot, read a little, but we all sometimes like to read. But generally, in the modern world, there's nothing to read. There's nothing that really is worth reading, spiritually speaking. There's so much. What's the big read for everyone? It's the newspaper. If our newspaper doesn't come in the morning, it's a major disturbance to the day. Something is seriously wrong if the newspaper is there. We start to go into anxiety. Where is my newspaper? So we read the newspaper, depending on the size of the newspaper, maybe 15 minutes, half an hour, reading the newspaper. Who reads a newspaper, at least sometimes? Come on. Everyone reads a newspaper, be honest. Who reads the newspaper at least sometimes? Who doesn't read the newspaper at least sometimes? Okay, that's the more honest number. But who feels better after reading the newspaper? Who feels that I was depressed this morning, and now that I've read the newspaper, I feel so enlivened? Now that I've read the newspaper, my doubts have been cleared. My spiritual, the clouds that were covering my spiritual life have now blown away, and I feel refreshed and ready to get on with my real purpose in life. No. No one feels that way. Either we feel the same as when we opened it, or we feel worse. Because the topics, this person murdered that person, crime is increasing, theft is this, this politician is stealing, that politician was caught stealing, this official, that businessman. These things are going on. Shrotavyan Nirajendra Nanam Santi Sahasrashaha Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihanehinam. Srila Sukadeva Goswami says that for the materialistic person, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of topics, all of them useless. Gossip columns, astrology, the cost of this, the price of that, this rascal has done this, who's going to win the World Cup, so many different topics. ultimately of no value and of no consequence. So the real thing is Krishna Katha or Ram Katha. Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vridyan Taksto Hibatrani Vidhunoti Surit Satana. Yes. Nashta Prayeshu Padreshu Nityam Padavata Savior Bhagavatu Tamasloke Popir Pavati Naishtiki The Tada Rajastamo Pava Kamado Padyaschini Chaita Nagi Tantrasitam Satve Prasidati. The hearing and chanting about the activities of Krishna, either in his form in Goloka Vrindavan as a cowherd boy, or in his form as Lord Ramchandra, or in his form as Lord Nrisimhadev, or his form as Vamandev, any of his transcendental forms. Punya Shravana Kirtana. This is transcendentally pious activity. And what is the result? Hridyam taksto hyabhadrani vidhuno ti suritsatam. Krishna is within the heart of everyone. Ishara Sarvabhutana Hridesha Jantas. He's theirs, our own dearest friend. Everyone wants to have dear friends. But the dearest friend is within our own heart. That's Krishna. And when we hear about Krishna, then Krishna especially acts from within the heart to purify our hearts. Hridyam taksto hibhadrani. There are so many unwanted things within our hearts. Lamentation, illusion, greed, sorrow. So these unwanted things in the heart are cleansed away by hearing about Krishna. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. By regularly hearing the message of Krishna, practically everything unwanted within the heart is cleansed away. And bhagavatyuttama shlokir bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. And our natural tendency to serve Krishna comes out. We all serve. I'm serving the government, or I'm serving the tax man, I'm serving my boss, or I'm serving my customer, I'm serving my husband, I'm serving my wife, I'm serving my friends, I'm serving my senses, I'm serving my so much service I'm doing, but that's not my eternal service. My eternal service is service to Bhagavan, to the personality. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. The more we serve Krishna, the more our life becomes successful. And the more everything is in its proper relationship. When I serve Krishna, then I'm serving everyone. When I try to serve everyone, I can't serve anyone. It's like pouring water on the leaves of a tree. How many leaves can we water? And what will be the result? But when we pour water on the root of the tree, whole tree is watered. And by serving Krishna, we render the best service to our family, to our community, to our country, and to ourselves. Because we're all part of Krishna. We're all related to Krishna. So devotional service becomes established within the heart very strongly when we hear about Krishna. And then the unwanted things, tada rajas tamo bhava. There are three qualities, the sattva-gun, rajagun, tamagun, goodness, passion, and ignorance. We want to be in the higher quality, goodness. not in the lower qualities, passion and ignorance. Well, the passion and ignorance, along with what comes from passion and ignorance, tadarajas, samobhava, kama lopadi astriye, from the lower modes come kam, krodh, lobh, madha, moha, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, envy. But these things are practically washed away. And what happens? One becomes happy. Bhakti bhavati tara rajas tamo bhava kama loda lobhadi astriye chete taranaditam stitam sattve prasidati. One becomes situated in the mode of goodness, and then one becomes happy. Prasanna manasa. One becomes satisfied, one becomes joyful by revival of Krishna consciousness. No amount of material acquisition, no material relationship, no material effort will actually satisfy the soul. The soul will be satisfied in relationship to Krishna. And that relationship is revived simply by hearing the holy name of Krishna or hearing Krishna Katha. So this Ram Katha is also Krishna Katha. And we'll read a little bit from this rescuing Sita. Let me just pick. Te ni kapa raghupater vipatya sarve. Vandvam varutam ipapatti ratashva yodhai jagmurjumar girigade shubirangatajya sitam vimarsha hata mangala ravaneshan. Angada and the other commanders of the soldiers of Ramchandra faced the elephants, infantry, horses, and chariots of the enemy, and hurled against them big trees, mountain peaks, clubs, and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana's soldiers, who had lost all good fortune because Ravana had been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita. Purport. The soldiers Lord Ramchandra recruited in the jungle were all monkeys and did not have proper equipment with which to fight the soldiers of Ravana. For Ravana's soldiers were equipped with weapons of modern warfare, whereas the monkeys could only throw stones, mountain peaks, and trees. It was only Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman who shot some arrows. But because the soldiers of Ravana were condemned by the curse of Mother Sita, the monkeys were able to kill them simply by throwing stones and trees. There are two kinds of strength, daiva and purushakara. Daiva refers to the strength achieved from the transcendence. And Purushakara refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materialist. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemies even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, Mam anusmara yujyacha. Think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. quite a scene on this battlefield. On Ravana's side, all of these powerful Rakshasa soldiers, equipped with all sorts of great and mighty weapons. And then you have Lord Ramchandra's army. Monkeys. Maybe a few bears. No weapons. Just monkeys. And which side is going to win? You look at on this side, you see all powerful soldiers, powerful weapons, huge army. And on this side, monkeys. Imagine if you saw like pulling into Mauritius, the United States Army. You know, tanks and missiles and rocket launchers and all of that. And then if Mauritius had pulled together an army of monkeys. You know, what would be the result? Everyone would say, that's the end of Mauritius, finished. Who can defeat the army of the United States of America? And especially, what are these monkeys going to do? They'll just be rounded up and shipped off to the zoo. So it was something like that. Ravana was enormously powerful. His city makes America look like a poverty zone. Swarnalanka. Everything made of gold. Imagine where we have plastic, they have gold. Everything, Swarnalanka. Such a highly developed place, wealthy, powerful. And now it's going to be attacked by an army of monkeys. But because that army of monkeys is empowered by Lord Ramchandra, and because Ravana was condemned by Mother Sita, the outcome is sure. The monkeys are going to win. The monkeys are going to win. Because Ravana has enormous material power, beyond calculation. Even the demigods were afraid of his power. But the monkeys had transcendental power. They had the power of Lord Ramchandra. Just as on Kurukshetra, the army of the Kauravas was vastly more numerous than the army of the Pandavas. And on the Kaurava side, Bhishma Pitamaha is there, the greatest of all, the grandfather of all the soldiers. Dronacharya, the teacher of all the greatest fighters. Karna, Duryodhan himself, Jayadrata, so many great heroes. And the Pandavas have the smaller army, the less illustrious, less experienced fighters. But Jayastu Pangaputrana, Yasya Pakshe Jarardana. Victory is on the side of the Pandavas, on whose side Krishna is. Yasya. Tatrashir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tir Vitirmala. At the very end of the Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya says, wherever there's Krishna and wherever there's Arjuna, there must be victory. There must be all opulence. There must be Sri Vijayo Niti. There must be all morality. There must be all power. Everything is on the side, ultimately, of Krishna. The material power may seem very great, very impressive, but finally it's the power of the illusory energy. I may be so powerful, so wealthy, so strong, so brainy, but finally everything is finished. my money, my power, my brains, my everything. It's all taken away. How much power do I have? In one moment, material energy can knock me over and I'm finished. Although I may be the richest person, the most powerful person, most erudite person, in one moment, I can be finished. How much power do we have? Purushakara. This is called our material power. That material power is actually insignificant. I may be powerful like Julius Caesar, but Julius Caesar can be finished. He can be defeated even by Cleopatra, not to speak of any other force. But the power of transcendence is unlimited and eternal. And that's the power under which Hanuman and the monkey army is fighting. They're fighting on the side of the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. And the Ravana's army is fighting on the side of Maya. Why was Ravana cursed? Why was he cursed? He wanted to grab for himself the energy of God. Sita Devi is the energy, Shakti, of Bhagavan, Lord Ramachandra. The Shakti is meant for the service of the Lord. But he's thinking that I'll enjoy. Who can stop me? I'll come up with some scheme, I'll steal that energy, and I'll enjoy. And what was the result? Ruined. In spite of so much power, in spite of so much wealth, in spite of such a great army, in spite of Kumbhakarna, in spite of Indra, in spite of all of his sons, he ruined himself. Because he wanted to enjoy God's property as his own. Therefore, vanished. Sita Devi is Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune. But when Ravana approached the goddess of fortune, he became completely unfortunate. Because he was trying to become fortunate by grabbing good fortune for himself. That's not possible. Everything is the energy of God, Parasha Brahmana Shakti. It's meant to be employed for the service of God. Otherwise, we'll bring misfortune upon ourselves. The resources of this world are God's property. The water, the earth, the land, the minerals, petroleum, the diamonds, the gold, the everything. Parasha Brahmana Shakti, Isha Vasham Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Isha, the personality of Godhead. Oh, Tena Chaktena Bhunjita. Everyone's entitled to use the energy of the Lord, just as the son can use the property of the father. But he can't claim, it's my property. It's his father's property. Suppose we're citizens of Mauritius, We can enjoy the parks. We can enjoy the streets. We can enjoy the museums. We can enjoy whatever is provided by the city. That's all right. But now if I claim, this is my park, this is my museum, this is my Bank of Mauritius, that's not possible. If I try to take it for myself, then I'm in prison. As long as I acknowledge it's government property, then I can also share, have use of the government property. But as soon as I claim mine, then I'm in trouble. Ravana could have also become fortunate, but not by trying to grab the goddess of fortune for himself. Instead of becoming fortunate, finished. He, instead of being blessed by the goddess of fortune, he was cursed by the goddess of fortune. Generally in the material world, even if one gets the blessings of Lakshmi, blessings of the goddess of fortune, they come and go. The Lakshmiji is also called Chanchala, fickle. Women have the reputation for being a little fickle. Anyway, Lakshmi is, she comes, stays for a little while, and then gone. Somebody's rich, wealthy, powerful, next day, broke. Even if one's rich for the whole life, the next life, he may be poverty stricken. One lifetime he's a millionaire, next lifetime he's a beggar. So there's actually no good fortune to be had by material means, purushakara, by our material strength, by our material intelligence, by any other material way. The real good fortune is dhyana. The real good fortune comes by the grace of the Lord. Mahavidhakashasvittanam. Therefore, we should not try to steal God's property. Yogbhunte stena evasa. In the material world, everyone is a thief. Practically everyone is a damn rascal. Everyone is a thief. You look like a thief. Everyone is stealing. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine. My house, my car, my money, my land, my this, my that. Nirvamo, nirahankar, sashanti madhigashati. One can't have peace by claiming falsely, this is mine. Nirmamo nirna. When I know that I'm not this body, that I'm spirit soul, that I'm part and parcel of God. When I know that nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to Krishna. Then, sashanti madhigashchiti. Then one can have actual peace. People are trying for peace, inner peace, world peace. And instead of having peace, more anxiety, more fighting. Because we're trying for peace on the wrong conception, the wrong idea, that I can enjoy God's property peacefully. That I can steal and enjoy. No. Everything is meant for Krishna's. The secret is that everything is meant for God's enjoyment. Hanuman, what is his program? To try to enjoy His program is to try to give enjoyment, give pleasure, give satisfaction to Lord Ramchandra. That is his program. That's his only program. He didn't think that, well, Ravana has Sita. If I kill him, I could have Sita. Or he didn't think, I was just reading before we came in, that while surveying Lanka, he's looking for a woman. Yes, he's looking for Sita Devi. So he hasn't seen her, but the description is there and he's looking for her. So where does he have to look? He has to look where the women are. So he's going to Ravana's palace and he's seeing it's night, so the women are lying around. Ravana was not a brahmachari. So there's a lot of amorous stuff going on in the evening and a lot of drinking also. And after all of that, then people pass out. So he's surveying the halls of the palace and he's seeing so many women there in various states of disarray. And very beautiful women. These were not the Rakshasi crowd. These were beautiful, beautiful women who'd either been kidnapped by Ravana or who been attracted by Ravana. Gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful woman. So Hanuman is there in Lanka and he's seeing these beautiful women with their moon-like faces and their ornaments and so on. But he never thought, well, anyway, Ravana has tens of thousands of these women. If I got one or two for myself, who would notice? He was not interested. Only he thought to himself, well, wait a second. I've spent the last few hours just looking at the faces of women who are not my wife. So what is this? This is not a very religious activity to be looking at the faces of other women's wives, other men's wives. So he thought, maybe I've broken the principles of religion. Then he thought, no, I wasn't looking at these women with the idea of enjoying. I was looking for Mother Sita so that I can serve Lord Ramchandra. So the intention is completely different. And the intention is the real thing. My intention was not, let me enjoy, let me enjoy. My intention is, let me serve. That's the difference between Ravana and Hanuman. Ravana's whole program is, let me enjoy. And Hanuman's whole program is, let me serve. Therefore, Ravana's program ended in total annihilation, and Hanuman's program ends up in complete perfection, complete satisfaction. The policy of the modern world is to follow Ravana's program. By this scheme, by this move, by this method, I'll enjoy. And the result is more and more dissatisfaction, more and more unhappiness. But by following the policy of Hanuman, everyone can be happy individually and collectively, because that's our real position. And every one of us is an eternal servant of Ram. Eternal servant of Krishna. Jivar Sharupoy Krishnarya to Das. That's our real position. Das, servant of the Lord. And that consciousness. We want to cultivate that consciousness. That's the real purpose. These are not just stories. These are not just moral tales. But these are the eternal activities of the personality of Godhead. As you are all persons, as I am a person, God is also a person. And our eternal relationship is there with that supreme personality of Godhead. By hearing, why does Krishna come? Yada yada hi dharmasya glani navati. He comes just to create a subject matter for hearing. Because we're forgetting Krishna, vimukha chetasa, we're looking elsewhere, we're looking toward maya. Therefore, from time to time, Krishna comes to this material world just to do something wonderful. Just to do something wonderful. So that we'll be attracted. Just to attract us away from the illusory energy. Just to attract us away from the misconception. I'm American, I'm English, I'm Mauritian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. Just to attract us toward our eternal identity. That I'm the servant of Krishna. So then he comes and he performs wonderful activities. He performs wonderful activities. And by hearing about those wonderful activities, we become purified. Hearing about the activities of the Lord, hearing about the philosophy spoken by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, hearing the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. By hearing this transcendental sound, that's enough. Yesterday we were with the Sankirtan party in some quarter of Mauritius, and it was so nice in the evening, traveling with the rut, with the deity, chanting Hare Krishna. And people were joining in the kirtan. Some people were coming to offer something to the Lord, a little agarbatti, a little coconut, a little fruit. It's not a very difficult thing. We don't have to be very rich, very powerful, very highly educated, PhD. No. We just need to be interested in serving the Lord. The Lord will accept even a little water, a little fruit. He accepts service. I don't have to be a big, big man. I can be a monkey even. Who is Hanuman? Huh? He's a monkey, right? But the Lord is accepting service from a monkey also. Why? Bhaktya. Because the sincere spirit is there. Let me serve the Lord. That's all that's required. I don't have to have any other material qualification. And my material qualifications may just be a burden. I'm very rich. I'm very powerful. I have 10 companies under my control. So what? In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's said that when a king has a very big turban on his head, if he falls in the water, he goes down faster. That's all. Oh, if the king bows down before the Lord, then he becomes exalted. But if he thinks, I am the king, my turban is there. Then go down faster, that's all. To become proud, to be puffed up. No. Trinadati Sumi Chaina Tarora Pisishma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that we should be humble. more than the grass. Everyone walks on the grass, and the grass never organizes a protest or a political movement. Okay, walk on. They want you to be humble like the grass, not tolerant like the tree, not expect honor from others, but willing to offer all honor to them. In this way, one can go on chanting the holy name of the Lord always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by chanting these holy names, one will be purified. So our movement is very simple and very sublime. Chant Hare Krishna, dance, offer prasadam to the deity, offer food to the deity and accept the prasadam, and hear something about Krishna Katha, Ram Katha, Nrisimha Katha. We have so many books. These are two of the books, but we have a library. Well, actually these are four of the books. We have one here. This is the full ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 12 cantos. This is one of them. This is another book, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which goes, what can we say? It's like the essential topics from Srimad Bhagavatam, very nectarian topics. Amrita means nectar. So this is nectar from Srimad Bhagavatam, of which this is one volume. There are three volumes. So we have maybe, how many books? I've lost count. It's not that we only have one thing. You read our book and it's over. No, we have hundreds and hundreds of different topics of Krishna Katha. So if you have a bookshelf, you can fill your bookshelf with these Krishna conscious books. If you don't have a bookshelf, invest in a bookshelf. And fill it with, don't put anything else, just fill it with books about Krishna. Your house becomes, you know, people are filling their books, their houses with all sorts of what we call knickknacks, which means little things of no real importance, or literature of no importance, or little pictures of nothing that you go out and buy somewhere, and it doesn't really mean anything, but it makes the house look nice. But instead of that, fill your house with something that will remind you of Krishna. Krishna's picture, Krishna's deity, Krishna's books. For the ear, Krishna's sound vibration, Hare Krishna. We all have tongues, so we want something for that. We'll offer food to Krishna and accept. All of your senses will be happy. Your eyes will have something beautiful to see, your ears will have something beautiful to hear, our tongues will have something beautiful to eat, and something beautiful to say also. Eyes, ears, nose can smell the flowers and incense offered to Krishna. And our active senses, we can use our hands to do something for Krishna. We can use our feet, just as you've used your feet to come here. Of course, everyone's taking cars, but you have to get into the car and have them come. Well, all of our senses can be engaged in the service of Krishna, and this is called bhakti, or devotional service. So I think we'll stop here. I don't want to speak too long. You want to know what was on the little slip of paper that was handed to me? Do you want to know? Or should it stay confidential, secret? Okay. The paper says that these two books, Rescuing Sita and Ramayana of Valmiki, are marked each as 150 rupees, but it seems there's a deal. Before 9 o'clock, there's a one-third discount. So you can get each one of them for only 100 rupees. And that way, you save two things. You save money and you save yourself. By hearing Ram Katha, hearing Krishna Katha, we save ourselves. Yeah, see? That's all we have to do is hear it. Okay, well, that's certainly a sign. Time for me to stop talking.
Hare Krishna. Jesus, Jayavata Swami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Ram Navami Mahotsav ki, Gaur Pravanande.